person thinks of you, what your team thinks of you.
Yeah, it's very humbling to be here. It's an honor to be here. I've had a lot of fun. It's been a great experience. I think that, you know, really for my coaches and teammates, it just goes back to how hard I've worked in the off season. You know, whether it be running or lifting, you know, team activities, stuff like that. But more importantly, most of all, it's just performing on the field. Performing on the field, and doing your very best to be accountable to your team and your coaches.
Have you noticed a different vibe around Bloomington, around campus, like this off season? Just kind of considering what happened late in the year, you guys were able to get that win at Illinois, then you beat Iowa the following week, and like, you put yourself in a position where, had you beat Wisconsin, you could have maybe been in the Big Ten championship game. Has there been more of that momentum that you've noticed?
Yeah, people are excited. People are really excited. You know, they see us. They see our very high-powered offense, and we're scoring a lot of points, something that we haven't done in the past. We're scoring a ton of points. You know, the facilities around IU are unbelievable, top-notch. People are very excited. More people are starting to come to games. People are saying that they're starting to, you know, believe in us and think that we can, you know, win a lot of football games, and they're looking forward to it.
What does getting Trey back mean for the offense?
Trey is a great leader of ours. You know, he's our quarterback. He's a great leader. Getting him back really just means that we're going to have another great leader on offense. Another great leader on offense, great quarterback. He's going to be able to run the ball. He's going to be able to throw the ball. He can spin it. He can do it all. And to be able to have him and be able to scramble on third downs, maybe get a fourth down or a first down when we need it, it's going to give us a lot of options.
Have you noticed more of you and your teammates just being able to buy into what Coach Wilson has been selling? Considering, like, I know when he first arrived, there was a lot of things that were going on, and now it just seems like there's more of a unity.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, it's hard to change the mentality of a football team, you know, let alone a whole entire football program at a university. And you know, he's been able to do that. Our guys are buying in. We work hard, or we have fun working hard now, and we look forward to being there. We like being around each other. We like working hard. We look forward to getting better every day, and that's something that hasn't been there in the past.
When you look at the schedule, you guys have 8 games at home this year. Does that just kind of make it all the more exciting, knowing that, hey, 2/3 of your season, you get to play in your own confines, your own surroundings?
Absolutely. Since Coach Wilson has come in, he's emphasized winning at home, and to have 8 home games, 5 of them the first 5 games of the season, is very important for us to, you know, go out there and create some momentum and put some points on the board, hold some teams on defense, and win games in the beginning of the season and start the season off right.
Have you noticed more of a home field advantage being in place for you guys?
Yeah, I think anytime you're playing at home, you got a home field advantage. You're comfortable. You know, you've played there a million times. Your fans are there, obviously. And it's just, you know, it's your home. So there's definitely an advantage.
Describe Coach Wilson, like, just when you're not, like, on the field with him, but you just get a chance to be around him, whether it's in his office or, you know, you're in a meeting watching film or he's addressing you guys as a team, or if you're, you know, on the road and you're getting ready for a game.
He's a family guy. You know, he comes off as very, you know, strictly business, and he is. He's very determined to get things done and to win and to be successful. He doesn't like losing. He's never been a part of a losing team, and or at least not in the recent past. And so he is very serious. He's strictly business, but at the same time, he's a family guy. We're part of his family. He respects us. He loves us. I'm telling you, Coach Wilson is hilarious. He is so funny. That man cracks me up. And I love listening to him talk because he knows what he's talking about. He talks super fast and just, you know, he's really funny. He's a great guy to be around.
What makes him funny? Does he just tell, like, a lot of jokes to kind of lighten the room, or is it, like, just dry humor? How do you...
Just, like, very subtle stuff. Like, you kind of, at first, you got to really know him, to be honest, to kind of understand his humor. And he just takes little jabs at you that, you know, some people may take personally, but it's just, you know, it's all fun. He's a family guy, and we love him.
No, I know yesterday he made clear that he has the expectation of you guys being able to win a division, go to a championship game, but regardless of whether or not that happens, what would it mean for you and your teammates just to be able to have some
sort of postseason, be able to go to a bowl game to, in your case, be able to end your career on that kind of note?
Well, to say, you know, people probably, they're hearing us say this and they may not believe it, but really to go to a bowl game would be an understatement. We expect to, you know, our goal, our program goal is to be, and Coach Wilson's made it very clear, you know, starting last year when we came in first day of camp, our goal is to be one of the top 2-3 teams in the Big Ten year in and year out. That's our goal. And we expect our standard is to go out there and play as hard as we can every single game and put ourselves in a position to win a football game. And that is, you know, what we've started to do that last year. We had a small taste of success. It wasn't enough, and we want more.
When you think back to that Iowa game, just being able to win that game at home, overcome a 14-0 deficit, was that kind of a moment for you where you felt like, okay, this is when you know things can happen, that good things can happen when things that you do finally pay off?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I believe it was the week before that when we beat Illinois. You know, that was big. We were all in the locker room excited. You know, winning a conference game, winning a Big Ten game for us, that's big stuff. That's something we've been waiting to do. And, you know, it's steps in the right direction. And then, you know, going back-to-back and beating Iowa the next week at home, it was fun. It's exciting. It's something that shows, you know, what Coach Wilson's been telling us all along. It's not about talent. You know, let's go out and work hard, try our very best, and work just as hard, if not harder, than the other team and win a football game.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.